This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Donald Trump called Omarosa a lowlife, and that's exactly what she is. Omarosa, and I said this before, owes her professional life, the better part of her life, to having met Donald Trump. She got her chance on TV. I think she blew it. I think she told people exactly who she was. And then she got an even better chance when Trump brought her. He legitimized her by bringing her into his administration. By the way, one of the few mistakes that I predicted that he made. I was like, I don't know, understand why he would bring her in. But you know what? Maybe he saw something in her that I didn't see. He worked more closely with her. I made my observations based on what I saw from her on TV. It was a reality show. So I deferred. Donald Trump made a mistake. There you have it. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, and he is not all about Donald Trump in the good way. Donald Trump made a mistake hiring Omarosa. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And you're going to make hiring errors. Donald Trump, his corporation employs over 22,000 people. How many people do you think he's gone through to get to the 22,000 that he needs in order to run his organization? Well, if it's anything like mine, where we have approximately 20 people that work consistently with us at our company, I can tell you, we've had at least 100. So that means Donald Trump has gone through, I'm going to tell you, 100,000 plus employees easily, and maybe more than that. To find the good folks, you got to go through a lot of them. So look, I think Donald Trump saw it as, I'm going to give Omarosa an opportunity to uplift herself, to be better than what she thought she could be. And she turned out to be nothing but a lowlife. What a shame. Anyway, 670 ballots were cast in Georgia in a precinct that only has 270 residents. And the left wants you to believe that there's no such thing as election fraud. And I asked the question early in the broadcast. I said, hey, why is it that when there are dead voters, they always vote Democrat? Dead voters, mysteriously, don't vote Republican. Why is it when ballots are lost, certainly in the most recent elections, they always seem to favor the Democrats when they're found or if they're never found? Why is that? Why is it that the Democrats push so hard for illegal immigration and getting illegals to vote? And and these people rarely, if ever, vote Republican. Why is that? Look, voter fraud points its fingers. Dirty little fingerprints of the Democrats are all over it, no matter where you go. Just amazing. And what's interesting is that we have these cyclical discussions all the time about this stuff. It bugs me. Right now, one of the cyclical discussions we're having is that Trump is a racist. And I told you guys early in the broadcast, I said, you know, it's funny to predict the Democrats because you can see their patterns. The level of desperation is now back to Donald Trump is a racist. If we can peg him with that, we can get the black vote back. Why are they saying he's a racist? I think I just gave you the answer. The black vote has started to shift, and it has shifted to untenable levels that the Democrats know they can't win. If they cannot shift black people's thinking, if they can't sway black folks into believing that Donald Trump is a racist, then it's over. So what do? First, they cheat. Just gave you the ballots in Georgia. Go look elsewhere. Look at any red state, and you're going to find Democrats stuffing the ballots. They bring out Omarosa, and they say, what does she say? Oh, Donald Trump used the N-word. I heard him do it. Do we have a clip on that? I know we have some of them, but... Yeah, so Omarosa said he definitely used the N-word. I know where's that clip? Well, we'll get it. If we don't have it now, we'll get it in the next one. So she says, I heard it. heard it in tapes. It's really funny. If you heard it in tapes, why did you continue to work for the man? We know the answer, right? Because they didn't say it. And she wants to sell books. So they trot her out and say, look, she worked for him. Look at this. And, of course, Democrats will buy her books. They have guaranteed her, we will buy this book. All you got to do is say Donald Trump is a racist. He used the N-word because it's a part of the strategy to say he's obviously a racist. Then we will pound it. We will say it over and over and over. And I told you guys, I said, I want to get you clips of people saying I wasn't able to get because we were looking for it during the break. We didn't get all of them sequentially because we can't do it during the show, but we got quite a few of them. And I want to play them. I don't know if we want to start in any particular order, but here's one. We'll get back to it. But in the next section, we'll play a series of these, and you'll get an idea of what it is. But it's a planned attack on Donald Trump to say he's a racist because the panic within the Democrat Party is easily seen. It's easily seen. I want you to understand that this is a group of people that have what can they possibly attack him on? And the places where they've had their strongholds, which is in the Latino community, which is with young women, millennials, and blacks, every single one of those areas is so weak for them right now. But the one that is at the tipping point is black folks. So that's why you're going to hear calls of racism. Go to any channel, Google it, CNN, Trump is a racist, Trump racist, and you'll get a litany of things. Now, do a filter so you can see just this week how many people have said it. And they bring it up in the strangest of context. And one guy did a rundown on it, and I'm not kidding you. He gave, and again, we'll play the next segment so you guys can hear it. I want you to listen to each one of the areas where he says Donald Trump is racist and just kind of jot them down. And then use your own brain and say, well, that doesn't really signify racism. And that's more of your opinion. Just make your own observations as you hear it. It's going to be mind-blowing. Then we got a piece that MSNBC did where they had a panelist of people. And their whole contention is the GOP is racist. All they want is a white America, blah, blah, blah. Because what they want to do is they want to scare every one of those demographics into believing that Donald Trump is racist and hopefully left the ship, as I would say. Because they can't right the ship. The ship is listing so far to the right that it's we've taken over.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville. Author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
That was President Trump at an event in Bedminster, New Jersey. He was asked if he feels betrayed by Omarosa and replied by calling her a, quote, lowlife. That's in response to her book, which alleges the president used the N-word during production of The Apprentice. CBS News correspondent Errol Barnett has more on the accusations.
I heard this tape. You heard the President of the United States.
The President of the United States use not only the N-word, other horrible things.
Speaking on National Public Radio about her book titled Unhinged, an insider's account of the Trump White House, Manigault Newman claims to have heard offensive recordings of President Trump from his time on the reality TV show The Apprentice. Despite her book out Tuesday showing she only heard accounts of such a tape in which Trump used the N-word, quote, multiple times throughout the show's taping during off-camera outtakes. In excerpts obtained by the Washington Post, Manigault Newman writes that President Trump is a, quote, racist, misogynist, and a bigot.
Oh, I feel like Andrew Dice Clay. Oh, what you talking about? He's a bigot. What's this? Omarosa, what would you call her?
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That's a terrible dice, by the way. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The Omarosa thing, the left love it. And here's what I love about it. Omarosa has the credibility of a roach. But the left, oh, she's got this new book out, and it says Trump is a racist. Let's get everybody to buy this book. Let's blow this book up because it fits our narrative. And so we went and got a few of these clips of people that just want you to believe that Donald Trump is a racist. And I want to stay on this for a little while because, you know, Donald Trump is so not a racist. There was a guy, Donald Trump got awards in New York because of things that he did that were pro-black. Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, two of the biggest race pimps on the planet, are flocked over Donald Trump while he's getting, what was it, the Rosa Parks Award or something like that? It's ridiculous. But let it go. As the Beatles say, let it be, let it be. Because they are showcasing the level of desperation. I want you, here's what you should do as a thought exercise. Take down all the things that they say about Trump. They say, oh, Stormy Daniels. Then they say, oh, Michael Cohen. Then they say, oh, the Russian conspiracy, Russian collusion. Oh, Donald Trump grabs him by the bah, bah. Right? All of them. Just put them down and then put a date on it. You know, like 8, you know, 13, 14, 15, whatever, of what they're talking about now. And then watch it cycle back. And if you want to have some fun, go back and look when they were talking about womanizing. Let me put it to you this way. Where are all the bimbos that Donald Trump supposedly had affairs with and did stuff with? Where are they? When's the last time you heard about them? Michael Avenatti said there were tapes. This is Stormy Daniels' attorney. There are tapes of Donald Trump doing this. Okay, where are they? Michael Cohen, we know he has tapes. We've heard them. Do you know what Donald Trump, what it did? It vindicated him. Where are the tapes? There's supposedly Russian collusion and meetings that took place and all this stuff. Where is it going? What indictment of anybody close to Trump have you seen? Nothing. But look at how many times they cycled it back. They cycled back the bimbo alert at least 2 times. Racism is now what? Are we on our 3rd or 4th iteration of racism? That's what they do. That's all they have. It was his taxes for a while, right? And what happened? Rachel Maddow got his 2014, whatever it was. And she vamped for an entire show after it showed Donald Trump paid like $28 million. He pays no taxes. And here, and the irony was, he could have not paid any taxes because he had a tax break. And he paid millions and millions of dollars in taxes. It was so embarrassing that Maddow had to go on an apology tour to say, yeah, kind of, you know, well, you got the news. And she vamped on other shows just to try to recover. That's how bad it was. So look at every complaint. Donald Trump is, they've said he's unhinged. And then, of course, they referenced this book. Because not only did Omarosa say Donald Trump is a racist, she says he's unhinged. He's unfit to be president. What did they say about that? So we've got not only racism, we've got he's unfit to be president. That's recycled. I'm giving you the facts, folks. And so then they, as part of the racism narrative, they mentioned David Duke. So Charlottesville, on the anniversary of Charlottesville, they bring it back up. David Duke, blah, 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 ties into the racism narrative, etc. But you know what they won't do? They won't tell you the unracist things that Donald Trump's done. They won't tell you that Donald Trump's raised, you know, got unemployment for blacks at the lowest level in history. They won't tell you that Donald Trump freed this black woman, you know, and is addressing criminal justice reform for real. They won't talk about Donald Trump and these 3 black kids that he got back from China. And then LeVar, I don't know what his name is, the father saying Trump is a racist. As he gets his son and 2 other black kids back. Oh, no, they won't talk about that. They won't talk about the millions of jobs, good paying jobs that black folks have had. They don't want to talk about what Donald Trump did for the HBCUs, the historically black colleges and universities. They don't want to talk about that. They certainly don't want to talk about this thriving economy that's benefiting everybody. They don't want to talk about the idea that we haven't even been talking about terror in America for the better part of a year. I don't keep up with terror attacks, but I don't recall one for quite some time. They don't talk about how Donald Trump has got the world more stable because he has people respecting America. No, what they want you to believe is that America is not respected.
He once said when he was in the Oval Office, America would be respected around the globe. That isn't happening. Just the opposite, actually, according to polls. And that will be even worse now that he has called Africa, El Salvador, and Haiti polls. Reaction from the United Nations was quick.
These are shocking and shameful comments from the President of the United States. I'm sorry, but there's no other word one can use but racist. You cannot dismiss entire countries and continents as shitholes whose entire populations who are not white are therefore not welcome.
So under President Trump, America is exporting racism. That's what they want you to believe. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. See, the left, make America great again, America first, means America has to be considered racist, that a protest has to be considered the worst thing you could do in the world because the New World Order doesn't want that. And that was in January. That clip from Al Jazeera was in January when everybody was jumping on Trump. You know, oh, so what? He had a good year. He's a racist. Look at what he said about these countries. Donald Trump will do more to help African countries in a year than Barack Obama will do in 10 lifetimes. Short break, folks. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's campaign organization today filed arbitration against friend-turned-enemy Omarosa Manigault, claiming that she broke a 2016 non-disclosure agreement by disparaging the president in her new book. Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Omarosa never expressed any concern about the president or what the president said while working at the White House.
She worked here for a year and didn't have any of these things to say. In fact, everything she said was quite the opposite, and not just the year that she worked here, but the time that she spent on the campaign trail. And I think it's really sad what she's doing at this point.
Attorneys today for Paul Manafort rested their case without presenting any evidence or witnesses to combat the prosecutor's accusations that the one-time Trump campaign manager committed bank and tax fraud. A new study came out and said e-cigarettes may be more harmful to your health than previously thought. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in 4 warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And that's a winning issue for Republicans because a lot of their base is concerned about 2040. In 2040, white people will no longer be the majority. We won't have any one majority race. And that scares a lot of Trump's base. They have nothing to worry about. It's already the case in California and Texas. White people are not the majority there, but white folks are doing fine in California and Texas. So chill.
Well, if you're not scared of America being brown, you better be. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I can say that because I'm black. I can get away with that, right? I only get death threats and called an Uncle Tom and a coon and a bunch of other stuff. But I can handle it, at least. I'm willing to stand in front and take the bullets. Just call me Luke Cage. I'm bulletproof. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I will fight for this country in the idea that it is not racist and that if you when you brown a country, you bring a lot of problems. Oh, yeah, you do. I know white people, you're afraid to say that yourselves. I'll say it for you. You don't want to live in Africa. There's not a country you will feel safe in Africa. Africans don't feel safe in Africa, in most countries. There's a reason why 65 million people are on the run from brown and black countries, because they are uncivilized. And indeed, having visited many of them, to call them crap holes is to give them a compliment. Oh yeah, baby. Tough talk here. KJRadio.com is what you're listening to. 844-551-8255. Call me if you visited a crap hole country. People migrating up from Central and South America, coming through another crap hole country of Mexico to get where? To get to America. They don't stay in brown countries. Africans aren't migrating from one country in Africa to the other. They may go there initially for safety. They want out. Indeed, where do they go? They go into the Middle East? They go into Mexico? No, they want to go to a civilized area of society. And by the way, I'm not telling you white folks are all good. There's crazy white people. I know a bunch of them. But for the most part, it's civilized. Where you find white folks, you find civilized people. And you know what civilized people do? They look at the craziness of something, the chaos that's going on in another area, and they go, you know what? We ought to teach them how to be civilized. I'm going to tell you something. I rather enjoy going hanging out with my... This will sound crazy, you guys. I was at a buddy of mine's house in Whitefish, Montana. And I looked at the way they organized their pantry. And I went, that is a really cool way to organize a pantry. and where they put the cereal boxes and all this other stuff and the types of organizing system they had in place, I went, that's amazing. Because my pantry is chaotic. So I'm sitting here going, thank you for showing me civilization. Thank you for your colonization of my cabinet when I get home. And I went and made the same changes because I went, that's a much better flow. Somebody in that house probably got paid somebody to come out and say, show us the flow. How should food flow? I mean, my grandmother, pardon me, certainly didn't teach me. When I went into the pantry, I practically had to walk over stuff to get to the thing. My grandmother said, get that, those beets up in the corner. You know, she knew where stuff was, but there was no organization. It wasn't like alphabetical or vegetables over here. It was vegetables with fruits, with pasta, with what. I mean, it was all over the place. And every time you went in, it changed. It differed. I want a civilized pantry. But yeah, so white folks, I'll get it out here, are supposedly scared of blacks getting the country too dark. We don't get it. And he says, rest assured, hey, California, you know, look at what's happened to California and Texas. They're brown and black and Asian, and there's no big deal there. Yeah, have you been to California? And please don't put Texas in that mix. Let me just tell you, Texas needs to stay solidly red in Florida. We need to be reddening up Florida and a few of these other states. Because let me tell you, the Democrats are coming after you. And they aren't coming after you because it's for a good reason. Democrats know these Mexicans coming in from Mexico illegally, many of them are drug dealers and mules and just bringing all kinds of crap here into this country. And certainly need to be going into our legal line. Why are you doing it illegally? Because you're doing something illegal. But they, no. It's you. You don't want the country browned. We don't care about the country being brown. I've got some amazing friends of color. I'm talking about Latinos and Asians and whatever else. And certainly blacks, my family. Well, I have an amazing family. It's just too sad. Far too many of them are Democrats. But if you think for one second that I don't know people that are spectacular. Man, I got Mexican friends that will run circles around these little Harvard white boys, you know, these leftists. But they're pro-American. They don't buy into this nonsense any more than you or I do. Asians are pro-American. Many of them are suing these guys, you know, suing them big time. And I'm glad they are. About time they sue them. The Asians are suing Harvard is what I'm referencing. Anyway, yeah, so we're scared of America being browned is what they say. And then I want you to hear another interviewer talking about racism of Trump. And you just got to hear this stuff to believe it.
Carolina, it's so, sure. And I guess I don't know when Tucker Carlson's on or what he does, but I know Laura Ingraham to be very close to the president. And so to see someone, Carolina, who is in contact with this White House, who champions, who she had the president's son on yesterday, she is as close as I would argue someone like Sean Hannity is. Carolina, what does it say to see Republicans? I imagine tonight she'll have a full rundown of Republicans as guests.
Well, it means that the Republican Party, at least right now, racism is perfectly fine.
Anyone disavow that today? Or
no. No, but they're not going to, because one of the things that happened in 2016 is racism was normalized. It was seen as something that people could be in public, and it was perfectly acceptable in polite company to express racist views or what was traditionally thought of as racist views, and you can still be accepted in polite society. And I think that, you know, Hillary Clinton talked specifically about when Steve Bannon was hired that it was, you know, it wasn't the alt-right. We're talking about white nationalism. We're not, you know, don't rebrand it as something that sounds softer. Talk about it as racism. I appreciate that you say, no, it's racism.
Uh-huh. I appreciate that you said it's like racism. Uh-huh. Let's not rebrand it. Uh-huh. Wow. Zerlina Maxwell, MSNBC contributor. And I love this. I love how the left tell you exactly how things are. Racism became normalized in 2016. No, racism became normalized decades before. decades before. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The left have been openly racist for decades. They hate white folks. They hate black conservatives because they say we are tools of white folks. They've been openly racist about it. Barack Obama, probably the most racist, but I'm talking overtly in-your-face racist president. He talked about color more than any president probably in the history of this republic. Black versus white. In our film, Bleeding Blue, if you go see it, if you are fortunate enough that it opens in an area where you live, you're going to find out what Barack Obama's Justice Department did to Ferguson, Missouri, that's going to blow your mind. You're going to find out things that make you go, what? Are you kidding me? Then she says, racism became accepted in polite society. Racism has been accepted in non-polite society, that would be the Democrats, for decades. They openly talk about white supremacy, white nationalism, white privilege. Blacks are being kept down, Latinos, women, etc. All by whom? White folks. And it's, you know it's who's carrying the conversation? White leftists talking about themselves in the as if detached from their bodies. Like they're talking in, you know, I mean, they don't realize they're talking in third person. And white people do this. White people, white people, white people. They're the biggest racists on the planet. And she's saying, no, in 2016, Republicans started talking about their racism. No, in 2016, let me explain what happened to you white people listening to the Kevin Jackson show. You decided you'd had enough. And you said, look, I'm not paying. You can talk to me about your underprivilege and all that other nonsense. I'm not going to listen any longer. Good for you. You took a stand. Then what do they do? Steve Bannon. Oh, it's not all right. Oh, and make America great again means make America racist again. That's what they say. This is their defense, by the way, going into the election cycle. They want America to go, oh, man, that Donald Trump making America great. That's tantamount to racism. I want you to think about that as a strategy to win elections, to say, I hate this country. And, you know, the way we're going to win this election is to make people understand that America is not great, that America is racist, and it must be corrected. And I want to lead the way to correct America from its racist roots or whatever that don't exist. They want you to believe
this country. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump is a racist. Have you heard this? Yeah, that's what they say. And here's what the left do also. They make sure you understand it, because then they get LeBron James to say it. They get Stephen Curry to say it. They get a few movie stars to say it. They get a bunch of media pundits to say, Donald Trump is a racist. They tell you that his wanting to stand for the anthem and salute the flag is racist. It has nothing to do with America. It has to do with beating down on these black men. And the die is set. Again, I don't know how many times this man could be called a racist, and the left not understand that black folks are waking up and going, you can't keep running to that well. That well is dry. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. The new normal, Donald Trump's a racist. Oh, by the way, so are all of you. And for those of you who are going, but Kevin, you're one of us. Yeah, black Kevin Jackson, I'm a racist too. What's this? It's like I remember this little song. You can be a racist too, or something like that. You know, little kiddie song. But yeah, we're all a racist. You're a racist. You're a racist. Everybody's racist. Well, you know what? Let's just embrace it. I'm a racist. Fine. I don't even care. But here's what I am. I'm a racist in charge. Yeah, we're in charge now. And if they think that's going to work, continue. You think that you're going to get all this pop culture? Let me tell you something. Kanye West doesn't believe Donald Trump is a racist. Jim Brown doesn't believe Donald Trump is a racist. Who's the defensive end that killed people? He used to play for Baltimore. Ray Lewis. He doesn't think Donald Trump is a racist. Many of the people that they want you to believe think Trump is a racist don't think Trump is a racist. LL Cool J, Ice Cube, doesn't think Trump is a racist. In fact, he thinks Hillary Clinton is. And so do I. And many people know Barack Obama's a racist. They know he is. But see, you get a pass if you're a black racist because they will tell you, the left, that black people can't be racist. Then they tell you things like, oh, well, you GOPers, you want a white America. Well, look, I know this. There are a lot of GOPers of color. I'm not talking just blacks, Hispanics, Asians, whatever. Whites who are mixed that love what the GOP is doing. They love that extra money in their paychecks. You know that racist money that Donald Trump got them? They love those racist jobs that they now have as they get off of that racist unemployment line. They love it. They love the racism of better neighborhoods and better schools and better opportunities. The racism of taking a vacation, maybe taking up a sport or a hobby or starting a new business. They love it. Embrace your freaking racism. Because that's what the new definition of racism is. Success in America. Making people respect us as a country. Making NATO pay its bills. Making the European Union and all the rest of the world respect us when it comes to trade. That's the definition of racism. Racism is Donald Trump fighting for the rights of the unborn. Racism is Donald Trump handling China as a superpower and saying, you will stop stealing our secrets. You will start dealing with us in fair trade. And oh, by the way, you're going to take care of the Asian, the situation in Asia by dealing with North Korea. You're going to do that. That's the racism. The racism of bringing home the remains of soldiers killed during the Korean War. That's racism. The racism of freeing a black woman who was, you know, imprisoned for life for something that, quite frankly, she shouldn't have been imprisoned for life. She should have done some time. But getting her out. Racism of bringing these three black kids back. Racism of working from China, rather. Racism of working with the HBCUs, the colleges and universities, for blacks, and trying to uphold that tradition, even though we no longer need those. The racism of hiring blacks and women and Hispanics and everybody into his cabinet, in spite of the left saying, don't work for him. There, you know, I talked a while back of the Don Lemon or somebody doing a show saying Donald Trump doesn't have a very heterogeneous cabinet. He doesn't have many black interns. Look at the number of black and Hispanic interns. Oh, by the way, hey, black and Hispanics, Donald Trump hates you. So they tell him they hate you, but they want Donald Trump to hire blacks and Hispanics, knowing that blacks and Hispanics don't want to work for him because they know they're going to get ostracized. This is the cycle of leftism. It doesn't want you to enjoy anything. It doesn't want to solve a problem because it needs the problem to exist. This is the racism of Donald Trump. I want to have you guys run down this. This is a Victor Blackwell. He's running down a list of things that makes Trump racist. And I want you to listen to this list.
Let's put the president's tweet back up this morning. This was his tweet about Charlottesville. The riots in Charlottesville a year ago resulted in senseless death and division. We must come together as a nation. I condemn all types of racism and acts of violence. Peace to all Americans. This is the president's statement this morning. We should put this into context and who is sending this out. This from the president who said that Haitians, all Haitians have AIDS. This from the president who said that Nigerians will never go back to their huts when they come and see America. This from the president who said that African countries are shitholes. This from the president who called during the campaign for a ban on non-American Muslims coming into the country. This from the president who went after the Central Park Five for years after they were exonerated. This from the president who promulgated the birtherism lie about Barack Obama, the 44th president of the United States, when he knew that President Obama was born in the United States. This also from the president who said that Mexicans are bringing crime, they're bringing guns, they're rapists. Some, I assume, are good people. This from the candidate who said on this very network that he knew nothing about Grand Wizard David Duke when he was on tape years prior denouncing David Duke specifically, but didn't do so during the campaign. This also from the president who on time after time after Charlottesville said there are very fine people on both sides, as you heard there speaking about our heritage of the Confederate monuments. So when you see the president here talk about he's condemning all types of racism, remember his record over his presidency and the campaign and even before that.
Wow, well, there's a heck of a record. All Haitians have AIDS. He didn't say that. He said Haitians have AIDS. There's an AIDS epidemic in Haiti. It's a fact. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Nigerians going back to their huts. Really? Versus, say, Joe Biden talking about Pakistanis working at 7-Elevens. I mean, I could go on the left. Do you think they would ever run a litany of things down that Barack Obama did that were racist? That literally thumbed his nose in the faces of whites. Do you think they would ever do that? Do you think they would even do it for Biden, who's got more gaffes in that respect than anybody? We've already talked. Look, I don't need to tell you. African countries and many others, many of these brown and black countries, are indeed crap holes. I'm not even going to go into it. That was putting it nicely. Then he says, ban on Muslims coming into America. Is he talking about the same ban that Obama gave? Except worse? Central Park 5. I don't know enough about the case. My gut feel is Trump probably called it correctly, but if they got freed, I think it needs to be dropped. And Donald Trump maybe should say something. I would never apologize, but I don't know if he should double down on it. But I don't know enough about it. The birtherism lie? I think many people still question Barack Obama's where he was really born. I don't care because his mother was American. I get it. The constitutionalists say, Kevin, you need to care. I'm just saying, the dude, he had an American mom. And he never should have been able to run for president because he doesn't care about this country. That is what bothered me more than anything. Then Trump said this. Mexicans are bringing guns, crime and guns and rapists into the country. What part of this does this guy not believe? I just want you to understand the list. He went down a list of things that, outside of one or two things, which, by the way, had nothing to do with race. If the Central Park Five, going back to that one, had been a bunch of white boys, I think Donald Trump would have said the same thing. It isn't racist. Mexicans bringing guns. If we had a border, the border with El Salvador or with Nigeria or with Scotland, and we had the issues we were dealing with right now in America with the Scots, Donald Trump would say the same thing about the Scots. And then what really got me is when he says he claimed he knew nothing about David Duke, but he had denounced Duke earlier. Well, what? That wasn't good enough? Well, he didn't denounce him during the campaign. Well, he had denounced him earlier. What? Doesn't that count? Apparently not. And then finally, the one they really want to hang their hat on, Donald Trump said there were fine people on both sides of the Charlottesville argument. How incendiary is that to say, look, I get that there are issues, but there are some people that we need to talk to about it. There are fine people on both sides of the argument. That's how deranged the left is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.